views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Stephan, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience instant relief of tuning into your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time. I've been traveling around the globe sharing life-transforming information, meeting really cool people, visionaries and speakers and authors, magicians, energy movers, and it is my pleasure to connect with these people and share their insight with you. We do love to hear from you at The Truth is Funny, but on today's show, we're not taking any calls. I have a very special treat for you. You can consider it my Christmas present to you, how to draw more meaning into your life by living with purpose. The journey we call life can be challenging. This is especially true when we don't know where we are headed or why we are headed there. By living with purpose, we remove many of the obstacles and distractions that get in our way as we venture to new heights. My special guest today was a confused college dropout to the youngest ever published motivational author with Penguin Random House, Jake Ducey. He is leading a generation of millennial thinkers who are ditching the traditional playbook on life for a fresh perspective. At 23, Jake has published 2 books, given a TED Talk, hit the bestsellers list on Amazon, and is being mentored by the creator of Chicken Soup for the Soul, Jack Cranfield. Jake's message is clear and is the subject of his new book, The Purpose Principles. If you are not going after your life's purpose, you're wasting your time. Welcome to The Truth is Funny, Jake. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Hey, it's wonderful to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, so you've been busy.
I've been busy. Today's the 24th, so the book's out in a few days on January 2nd, and just trying to keep pace with everything.
Awesome. And, you know, you are really, really an inspirational speaker. I was watching your TED Talk and really, really enjoyed it. You're speaking from the heart, and that's why your message is so clear. It's really apparent when you spoke. Do you want to just tell us, like, what's it like to be, you know, all of this happening for you?
Yeah, well, you know, firstly, I appreciate you having me on. I'd say the biggest challenge that I faced is a lot of the times people don't take me seriously because I'm 23. So, yeah, I'm honored to be here. And I mean, it's in a really interesting time. I think we're in a really unique space right now. Gallup poll just came out with a huge study that Fortune and Forbes magazine both highlighted for their fall editions. And in the study, they talk about how 76% of people polled said they were actively disengaged from their jobs. They didn't like their jobs. And over a quarter of people said they hated them. And I think we're at such a unique point where, you know, we have this beautiful blessing with the internet and online. You can find people that are really, you know, creating work that matters to them. And there's people pulling in 6-7 figures from Harry Potter fanatics to violin instructors. Such a beautiful time right now.
It is. It's a very special time. And, you know, when you contacted and said you enjoyed this show and you would love to come on it, I always test energy, and you're very powerful and extremely, I don't consider age as really that much of a factor, except that for me, someone who is 23 years old and is living their life purpose and has figured it out this quickly, that is exceptional. So, you know, if other people don't take you seriously, it's cool. They're just not quite that in that place themselves yet, where, you know, people can be aware of what's going on around them. And a lot of people are in, as you said, in occupations that they're not enjoying and going back and forth to work and not enjoying a minute of it. And so I think it's really cool that this soon. Sometimes people get a little jealous.
Yeah, no, it's been fun. You know, it's like that Byron Katie quote. I love it. She says, "It's not your job to like me. It's my job to like me." Yeah. I think it's such a beautiful quote.
Absolutely. And, you know, you've had interesting things, so many things happen for you that, you know, a lot of people could look at what's happened to them, like falling off a cliff, which I'm going to get you to talk about here, you know, as being a bad thing. And here you spun it into a wonderful experience.
Yeah, it's like that the Stoic philosophy, Marcus Aurelius, who was the king of the Roman Empire before the fall. A lot of these guys and gals today and from long time ago all say, you know, that the obstacle is the way. And for me, the first obstacle I really encountered was as a 19-year-old realizing that most of us are gambling on the biggest bet of all. And that's the bet that one day, then we can buy the freedom to do what we want later in life, or then we'll have the time after we spend 35 years at a career we don't like to do and can retire. And that was really the first obstacle, was to really take the risk. Thankfully, I was in a position where, you know, I didn't have a mortgage to pay and I didn't have kids and a wife. I was a 19-year-old young man and had the opportunity to backpack around the world, which eventually, as you were saying, led me to having an experience where for the first time I was really able to see how short life is when I took my tumble. And when we have those experiences, or even when we don't have those experiences, when we can just come to grips with how short life is, I think, you know, we can go in two directions. We can really take the most advantage of us, or it can really scare us. And it can lead us into ways that, you know, self-defeating habits. And, you know, for me, for a lot of my life, it was using substances. You know, we've all got our little crutches, and I'm just grateful that I was able to use it in order to realize what I came here to do. So,
yeah. And, you know, this is, your message is so powerful, because there's a lot of people out there right now that it doesn't, as I said, whether you're 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, you know, 100, it's important to follow your heart. And a lot of times, you know, we as you said, we don't know what could happen. You know, the way I ended up getting into the work I do, the energy work and doing this, is just from having an experience where my niece, who was 18 years old at the time, was in a serious car accident, and watched a remote healer bring her back to life, basically. And wow. And so that for me was a very life-changing experience. And, you know, she's absolutely, you know, gorgeous, absolutely fine. Then we were told she had severe brain damage. And we literally watched her come back to life. She's married now. She has two children. And when I actually saw that that was a possibility out there, it opened my mind to, like, okay, if that's possible, is it possible for every single person out there to steer their reality that way and to be able to affect remote healing? And yes, I've discovered it is.
Yeah, and I think it really all comes down to, like, those questions. You know, you obviously were propelled by, you know, realizing these final questions at the end of our life is, did I do what made me happy, and did I do something that really mattered? I think those are the questions we all really are going to be asking ourselves someday. Did my life matter? Did I do what I came to do? And did I make myself happy?
Absolutely. And, you know, this is what we'll talk about more. We're going to take a quick break here. And when we come back, I'm going to get you to share with us, you know, I'd like to just let you go and talk and let people hear about your experience. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen and my wonderful guest today, Jake Ducey. When we return, we will come back and make some more shift happen.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
It's here, the 23rd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference, February 12th through the 16th. This year's theme is I Am We, Hearts Connecting Communities, with special guest Jean Shinoda Bolin, healer Patty Conklin, Penny Pierce, and over 40 experiential life-changing workshops and inspiring evenings, all individually priced for you to create your unique conference. Evenings open to men. Find out all the details at www.womenofwisdom.org. Watch for the early bird specials all through December.
We are back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, Jake Ducey. And Jake, before we continue, I'm just going to ask you if you could just let people know your contact information, where they can get your books, where they can see the TED Talk, etc.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, well, my name is Jake Ducey, and it's D as in David, U-C-E-Y, and, you know, pretty much any store, January 2nd, you can find the book in person or online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble. The Purpose Principles is the name of the book. The foreword's by Jack Canfield, the creator of Chicken Soup for the Soul. And my website, shakeducey.com. YouTube, you can watch my TED Talk, Jake Ducey TED, if you type that in. And you can find me all over the web through Twitter and YouTube. And I've got a cool little web series I'm proud of. So lots of fun ways.
Awesome. And, you know, just before the break, we were talking about how you fell off a cliff and took what, you know, for others might have been pretty challenging circumstances and turned it into a wonderful experience. You know, just tell us about that.
Yeah, you know, so like, imagine here you are, you're thinking if you just leave the country and you go travel, you're going to really find yourself. And so here you are, you've been traveling around for about 5 months from Central America and Australia. You're in Indonesia now, and you had lost your wallet. So I'm traveling around, and at this point, all I have is my passport and the cash I had in my pocket. My wallet had fallen out of my pocket. This was beautiful because it allowed me to really step into the experience. As a result, I was able to meet locals that sit on the curbs and they try and sell things to tourists in Indonesia. Once they came up to me and I told them I lost my wallet, they couldn't stop laughing at me, and they thought it was hilarious that I did that, you know, and they ended up taking care of me. They took me into the projects in Indonesia, went where there was literally no other outsiders. They fed me every day. I stayed with them. And one day they say to you, just imagine, go, we want to take you to our favorite waterfall. We want to go back to our home island and we want to take you to our favorite waterfall. So of course I say, yeah. So we take a boat from Bali to Lombok, a neighboring island. And by the time we get there, it's pouring rain. We hop on these motorcycles. We head out in the middle of nowhere. And it's just incredible. There's only rice fields. There's pretty much no buildings anywhere. And we start climbing up this mountain. We get to the top. We park in the mud. And it's pouring rain. And the one thing about Indonesia, especially on an island like Lombok, is when you're going to a waterfall, there's probably not going to be a trail to get you there like there is in the Western world. So we're climbing up. Imagine, you know, I hardly know these guys, and I'm climbing up these big rocks. It's pouring rain. They're covered in moss. We get to the top. It's incredible. It's the furthest into nature I'd ever been, the furthest removed from civilization and or the Western world. And We're coming down after a day so we can get back down to the boat, so we can get back to the other island, and which just so pretty. We're kind of taking our time, and boom, I slip and I fall off the rocks. I slip on the moss. It's pouring rain, and I can hear them yelling my name, and I fall about 10 feet. Imagine you're falling. You're away from everything that you've known as your life, your friends, your family, your home, city, everything. You're with no one you really know. And I'm falling and I cover my head up. And this voice really just said a couple things. I saw my trip, my life flash before my eyes. And it said, you know, did you do what you wanted to do? Like, did your life matter? And I knew there were so many things that I didn't do. And this is crazy thing, because when you fall, it's a second or two. But it feels like a minute, because all these yeah. thoughts are going literally like at the speed of light. And I said, if I get her, I'm okay. Because like I really was doing things that were calling me. And I wasn't living my life at default like I had done for so much of my life. Boom, I hit the ground. And when I hit the ground, all the water's rushing on me. I kind of get stuck in this like almost ravine thing between the boulders. And I'm like stuck down there. I open my eyes up. I didn't hit my head. I roll over. My arm's bleeding. I'm like, okay, my arms are both. I can move both my arms. Like I'm hurt, but okay, my legs like doesn't look like I have anything broken. I landed like on my leg, my hip, the side of my back. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like kind of definitely emotionally stirred. And I roll all the way over. This is all within a few seconds after falling. And one of them, these local guys named Ari, jumped after me. And I just started crying on the spot. Mm. It was the most, I say, it's the most incredible thing anyone ever did for me, except for my mom birthing me. It's like, imagine you don't even know these people and they're risking their life. He could have slipped. He could have hit his head. He couldn't even get to me because I was stuck in between these rocks. And after about 30 minutes, I was able to get up to a high enough point where they were able to basically levy me up. And when I got up, I mean, I couldn't really feel any, my leg, my arm, like nothing really hurt. It was more like this incredible shock, because we think like we as humans think that like we're just going to be here. Like, we're just going to be here for 75 years and life, we'll just be able to wake up tomorrow. And we never take into account that we really aren't in control. Like, we really, you can die whenever. And that was the first time I'd really experienced how you can just be swept clean away and life is just gone. And here I was on the other side of the world, thinking that I was going to find myself and find life. And the joke was on me. I traveled around the world and then I realized everything was within me. I had this this gift. I realized the purpose of life wasn't to get the most passport stamp, the most country stamps on my passport. It was really about finding that gift within me and sharing it with the world. The world that I'd come to know, and for me, which was America, this world where we're at the highest rate of teen suicide ever, this world where so many people don't know what they want to do, where we're so confused, there's increasing war, increasing economic debt, so many people scared, we're at the highest rate of psychotropic drugs ever. And I realized that I had something to share, something that wasn't being shared. And I decided to cut my travel short, end with 14-day silent meditation in Thailand, and come back and pursue this path as a 19-year-old, which was first to write my first book, a 19-year-old that failed junior English class in high school, had no experience writing. And you know, that's really what prompted everything, was reminding myself that it's not about credentials. Like, Richard Branson created Virgin, and he called it Virgin because he was a virgin in business. He was a dyslexic. He was dyslexic. He doesn't even know how to read spreadsheets still. And so reminding myself those things, I was able to, you know, thankfully in a quick 2 years, now write 2 books, and Penguin Random House picked me up and have the opportunity to, you know, be here talking to you about this really movement that happened.
And I just love it, because when I was 19, I decided to heck with it too. And I went to Australia for 4 months, and I ended up a year and a half in Australia, you know, and I went to Indonesia. So I know what you're saying when you're out in the wild there. It's not like here.
No, and, it's not.
And I ran out of money in Indonesia also. I
That's
think that
awesome.
Happens. And, you know, I remember on the bus, I had $4 left for 3 days. So, you know, coming back to where I lived in Australia and thinking, oh, you know, like I bought a block of cheese. This is just going to have to last me. And then I went to Thailand after also. So it's really interesting what you're saying, and brings back a lot of fun memories. And, you know, and traveling is a really good education. What's really cool about you, Jake, is I could feel like you're the fact that, you know, lots of people don't do well in school. When I studied with Nassim Haramein for the Resonance Project Foundation, I'm one of the emissaries for his foundation. I failed grade 10 algebra. And so my greatest fear is, like, how am I going to hang out with all these scientists and these geniuses and be in a place where I can understand what they're talking about? But when I did that, it was huge for me, because I realized that even though maybe I didn't understand the math formulas, or I wasn't maybe the most brilliant when it came to that part, I did understand the underlying workings of the physics of the universe, the way that Nassim is able to explain it. And this is really important for people to hear that. Yeah, it doesn't matter the letters after your name. It really doesn't. You know, we all, when we step into our purpose, as you said, you know, like we are moving into a place where we are very powerful, and we're speaking from the heart, and we're talking to people about something that really matters to us. It's our purpose. And so when we come back from this next break, I would like for you to share with everyone listening what you've learned about following your purpose, and how that is for you, and you know, your definition of happiness. You know, what is that for you and for others? I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We will be right back to make some more shift happen.
If you're one of the millions suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. It's important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
She's faced the hardest times you could imagine. Hi, this is Colette Marie Stephan, and you are listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I have a wonderful young man here with me today. His name is Jake Ducey. Before the break, we were just talking about happiness and how important it is to define happiness for yourself. Jake, here you go. Tell us about it.
I thought it was really interesting when Bonnie Ware, who came out with the book, The Top 5 Regrets of Dying, she spent about 20 years as the counselor to people in the last months before their death. And she worked with thousands and thousands and thousands of people. And what she put together was their top 5 regrets of dying. And number one was, I wish I would have let myself live happier. Number two was, I wish I didn't live my life based on other people's opinions. And to me, happiness is something that we have to define on our own terms, meaning that it's not adhering to someone else's opinions. And I think the real meaning in life comes from being able to put our hands on something ourselves. We live in this world that's constantly trying to make us anything but ourselves. And Ralph Waldo Emerson says something like, the greatest success is to be yourself in a world that's trying to make you anything else. And so I always like to ask this question, what would have to happen 1 year from now for you to look back and say it was your most successful, your most fulfilling year yet? What would have to happen 1 year from now? And, you know, that can be anything from starting a business to getting healthier to, you know, improving the relationship between your lover or your family, or it could be traveling, or it could be writing a book. It could be anything. And I think these goals are really, really, really important, and they're often overlooked, like clearly writing our goals down. And I believe goals are really powerful because, one, we have a direction that we're working towards that's of our own design. And it may be that we work a 9-to-5 and we have some goals on the side, but I think actively pursuing things that are of interest to us, that we've decided are of interest to us, by asking, you know, what would have to happen a year from now, or what do I desire? Or like the 7-year-old said in one of my workshops, that his I was running a workshop for a bunch of people within their 40s and 50s, and one of the mothers brought their 7-year-old son. And so he participated, and I asked that question, what would have to happen 1 year from now for you to look back and say it was your most successful, your most fulfilling year yet? And I asked that because, like I said, I believe happiness is something you define on your own, making your own vision, creating your own vision, because then you feel like you're building your life. It's not being built for you. This kid raises his hand. He says, can I share? I said, yeah. He says, well, I live in this world. We live in this world where everyone wants us to do something else. And I wrote down that I wanted to write a book. And I think we should ask ourselves, what makes me feel like myself? That's how you're going to be happy. And when I write, I feel like myself. And so I think it's really important to in and out our days. I know it's not something where we can all just, you know, we may have 4 kids and we may need to go to a job that we don't think is something that we want to do long term. But I think finding areas where we can do things that feel like more like ourselves, whether it's gardening or running a mile every day or whatever it is, these goals are really important, I believe, because a goal is important not because of the result, I believe, but who you become in the process, the character you develop, the resolve you develop, the skills that you need to develop in order to reach that goal. These things that whether you reach the goal or not will always stay with you. And I believe that happiness comes from progress, when we can see our progress. Like, man, I was over there and now I'm over here. Now I can run my mile this much faster. I lost 5 pounds, or I gained 5 pounds of muscle, or I had 4 pages of my book and now I have 85. That progress, I think, is really a great opportunity to create happiness. And that progress, I think, most fulfilling when it comes from progress in areas of our life that we want to progress in.
That's awesome. Yeah. I just recently started kickboxing, or the circuit.
Nice.
And I know I am noticing now when I finish that circuit that I'm not throwing up.
Yeah. Isn't it cool? You're like, wow, I'm really progressing. This feels good.
Yeah, it's funny how, but you can track. That's really important for people to recognize. And I also, in anybody's life, every day we're going to face certain situations where, you know, we have things to do that we'd maybe rather not do. But as you said, you know, there's, you know, third dimensional needs that need to be met. And so I find that when people do things with that, it gives them purpose.
Yeah, right. Like, your purpose may be to go out and work a job you may not want to work because you're providing for someone. It's like, you know, like the Marcus Aurelius says, like, just because you find the work too hard to do, don't leap to the conclusion that it's impossible. Like, if the work can and should be done, whether or not it's the work you want to do long term, then consider yourself capable of doing it, like devoting it, you know, to someone outside of yourself. Maybe it's getting up Monday through Friday so your kid can have a better future, or whatever it may be. Just finding the ways, like you said. I think that was so beautiful, to just create a bit more meaning out of seemingly ordinary obligations.
Absolutely. And, you know, something that I wanted to ask you, because you said that you went into a silent meditation for 14 days in Thailand. Tell us about that. What was that like?
That was when I was 19, and I had no religious or spiritual background, really. You know, I'd dabbled here and there in meditation, and I just thought it was going to be the craziest thing that I could do. And as a 19-year-old, you know, I kind of jumped into it not really knowing what to expect, which was, you know, 10, 12 hours a day meditating, which after the second day, I'm crying and I think I'm going to die. And like all of these crazy things sitting there for that long, like my legs are never going to work again. And like, what if I go crazy? And like all these thoughts, you know, all these worst case scenarios that run through our head, like what's the worst that could happen? And what I really realize is I and a lot of us are really focused on what's the worst that could happen instead of what's the best that could happen. And these thoughts of fear may never go away. And for me, I realized in the experience, it wasn't about being fearless, but just about like keeping forward. And when I really realized that a lot of those thoughts, like they weren't actually real, like they didn't really have that much basis, like I probably wasn't going to die if I sat and meditated for 10 hours or whatever it was. And when I really accepted that and really was like, my mind may not want to be here, but I'm here and there's nothing I can do about it. So how can I possibly hesitate or complain when I'm about to accomplish the task that I'm here to do? And when I really accepted that, I had it on about the fourth or fifth day. I had an experience where I basically left my body and I saw the whole vision for my life. I saw my first book complete. It told me what I was supposed to be doing with my life. All of these things that weren't possible until I could finally stop talking to all the voices in my head that were telling me everything that bad could happen. And I think that's applicable whether we go into meditation or not, when we're walking around the day and there's all these voices in our head. Like we talk about things that may not ever even actually happen. So it was really interesting to see, like, in a lot of ways, how much we overuse our mind when we don't really need to.
Absolutely. People can run around in circles because if you ask a logical question, and you want a logical answer, right away what happens is you get another question. And
yeah.
So you can be like a dog running around chasing its tail with thoughts, right? And so when we go to our heart and we feel, and that's what, you know, meditation, you know, going deep inward like that, it's so interesting because, as you said, you know, people looking outside of themselves for all these answers from experts or whatever. And when you really go inward, that's where you'll find the answers. And it's kind of funny, really. You know, we as human beings are pretty slow to take that in sometimes. Or it can, you know, we live in such a busy world. So much is happening around us and we're used to a lot of noise, you know, a lot of input. And so, you know, it's really cool. So after that was on day 4 or 5, and then you did another 10 days?
Yeah, another 10 days. And once I really was like, I have to suck it up. Like I'm making it harder on myself by continuously complaining. Like I probably do this in all areas of my life with everything I'm doing. And when I finally just realized that, and was like, this is where, I think when we can get really down to the core, like really, this is where I am. And there's nothing that I can do about it except for be here and make the most of it, was really when everything started to open up. When I could really just say to myself, really, this is where you are, like, and how much that applied to me in the future when I was having so much trouble getting my book out, was saying, this is where I am. I can make up this huge story in my head or talk about why this isn't going to work or how hard this is, or I can just accept that this is where I am. And it really turned out to be one of the most beneficial things that I ever did. It prepared me mentally, emotionally, physically in order to do what I'm doing today. And it just really all boiled down to, I realized like everything faded away. Like what was really important in my life? Like if I really were to die, like what would I have wanted to leave with the world? And that's,
I don't want to cut you off, Jake, but I just have to go to a quick break and then we'll come back and we'll finish this thought. This is Colette. Is funny with my wonderful guest today, Jake Ducey. We'll be right back.
Oh.
If you're one of the millions suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. It's important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
Oh, every day, it's a getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. A love like yours.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Stephan, and we're back with on Transformation Talk Radio with The Truth Is Funny, and I have Jake Ducey here with me today. It's been such a pleasure talking to you, Jake. We were just, before the break, we were just talking about, life purpose and meditation, and what I would like to do is just get you to share your contact information and just tell people about your book, the release date and everything before we continue.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, well, the book's called The Purpose Principles, and you can find it in any stores and Amazon. And really, it's about the stories of failure, success, and the common threads between some of today's biggest influencers. And, what people are getting out of the book is that it's an opportunity for us to see ourselves in the light of the world's biggest success stories or difference makers or achievers. And I think, we have a culture that's so focused on the successes of people. And so we just discount ourselves. Well, that's just so-and-so, they're over there. And we don't realize they all had extremely humble beginnings. And oftentimes a lot of failures to get there. And so the book is really about sharing these stories, and it shares some of my stories through there and these common threads between some of the world's biggest influencers. It's broken into 15 principles. And so I'm really excited about it. And yeah, you can find it on Amazon. My name's Shake Ducey, D as in David, U-C-E-Y. And yeah, that's just a little bit about the book, and yeah, really excited for it.
Yeah, and don't forget to tell them about your TED Talk. It really is. It's awesome. And I noticed you have bare feet on your TED Talk.
I was trying to do something as unconventional as I possibly could. Yeah, my TED Talk you can check out anywhere. And yeah, I'm definitely a barefoot guy.
Yeah, I thought that was really cool that you don't see many people go out on TED Talk in bare feet. So that's really it's really cool. Anyway. You know, we don't have a whole lot of time left, but I just want to, you know, what would you really like to tell people here, like, that we haven't had a chance to yet?
What I really like to tell people right now that we haven't had a chance yet is, I think if we look around at many of the world's most influential people, and if we look at even people today, from someone even like Taylor Swift, it's like we just see this person that reaches hundreds of millions of people and everything seems to be going so well. But she was just another unknown teenage musician with the dream of being a positive influence to millions of people until she called Tim McGraw every single day until he brought her on tour. Just some gal, little gal that kept calling him, and he was finally like, fine. And he listened to her mixtape, and he didn't even have an opening act. And he kept telling her, I don't have an opening act. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. And he finally listened to it. And he made his first opening act, brought her on tour, Taylor Swift. It launched her career. Like, you know, asking for what you want and really being prepared to get it. Like, some will. Jack Canfield always says SW, 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 SW. Some people will say yes. Some people will say no. So what? It's like someone's waiting. And like a lot of times, we never get what we want because we never have the courage to ask, you know. And then there's wonderful stories of reminding us, like, before really changing the world, like people like Walt Disney were fired from newspaper for lacking imagination. Decca Recording Studios rejected the Beatles, saying they had no future in show business. Albert Einstein couldn't read till he was 7. Elvis Presley was told by one of Nashville's top concert managers that he was better off being a truck driver than a musician. And it's like, when we can really remember that, whether you just want to build a garden or whether you want to write a book, you know, or anything in between, I think that, you know, it's not about our credentials or where we are, and it's really about what we have, recognizing what we have within us, and that's really what I know my new book's about. And I think that right now, when we look around and we see what's happening in the world and the changes that need to be made from the education systems to the environment and to the political systems to foreign policies and things all around the world, it's like we really do, like Nelson Mandela said, need to make a difference. And I believe that we're all capable of doing it. And it's really about just asking ourselves, like, what do we really desire? Like, and making a difference doesn't mean need to be going out and touching a million people's lives. Like, Mother Teresa just liked to help poor people. Like, you know, you can find a lot of meaning just by making food this holiday season for a belated Hanukkah or Christmas to go give to some homeless people down the street. You know, it's really is just about showing people that they care and that they matter. And these things are really, you know, what will allow us to really see our day was worth it. We made the most of our day. When someone says, you know, You made my day. I think these things are really important for us to consider and recognizing that although the media may not want us to think this way, because then we'll stop buying as many things, but we have the same capability as anyone you look up to. Whether you want to run the mile faster or you want to make a difference or you just want your home life to be better, that you possess the ability to to just be this like incredible positive energy. You can be this example that can inspire others, and we have this ability to reach our goals. And I think bringing that mindset into our lives is really how we draw more meaning into it, like the subtitle of my book is.
Oh, it's just awesome. And it's so beautiful because, you know, when you were just speaking now, I was feeling all this beautiful energy coming in that, you know, someone who is 23, who is willing and able and ready to take leadership. And when I say leadership, I mean in a way that you are willing to really look at yourself and, and then look what happens, as you said, people don't necessarily have to go out there and do things, you know, in a really huge way, just by being the strongest version of yourself. That is an example for everyone. And I really want to thank you for that, Jake. Like, you really are a very inspirational speaker, and it really is a pleasure to have you on the show here. I just wanted to mention for anyone listening now that I am going to be on next week on December 31st. I have a really awesome morning because I'm doing 3 radio shows. I will be interviewing Jake again on Dr. Pat's show. I'm hosting her show for her, and that will be at 11 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. And Jake, we talked about that maybe we would have people, if they want to phone in and ask questions of you, you're willing to do that, right?
I think that would be awesome. I would love to do that.
All right. And then on The Truth is Funny on December 31st at 8 o'clock a.m., I will have Phil Free. And then Wednesday, December 31st again at 10 o'clock a.m., I will be interviewing Mark Kettenbach, my co-founder of the Energetic Upgrade Seminars, will be on the Dr. Pat Show at 10 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. So that's going to be a really great way to start the new year and to get ready for the new year. Just wanted to say once again, Jake, thank you so much for being on the radio show and being such an inspiration. It really, really is awesome that what you're doing here.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, I'm really excited.
Yeah, well, you have lots to be excited about, lots to do. And I mean, you know, here you are, you're just stepping out now.
And
just give you a little more time, and who knows what might happen. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You've been listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We will be back next Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
It's here, the 23rd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference, February 12th through the 16th. This year's theme is I Am We, Hearts Connecting Communities, with special guests Jean Shinoda Bolin, healer Patty Conklin, Penny Pierce, and over 40 experiential life-changing workshops and inspiring evenings, all individually priced for you to create your unique conference. Evenings open to men. Find out all the details at www.womenofwisdom.org. Watch for the early bird specials all through December.
If you're one of the millions suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. It's important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little
woo-hoo
in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist. who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, ManifestYourLifeDream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.